Hey, look, we get. I'm so glad we're able to take calls now. We've got a call from Jane in Eagle Rock. Jane.
Hey, Mark. It's actually John Zach, the NSA guy, has been tapping your phone calls. Hey, what exactly were you arguing with your wife about last night? You know, I listened for 3 hours and I couldn't figure out what the problem was.
Yeah, well, look, not that it's any of your business, but she wasn't being very supportive.
Yeah, but you didn't talk about her being supportive. You just screamed about boycotting American Idol or something.
Well, you know, Zach, I just expect her to...
expect her to read your mind, Mark?
No, I don't.
You know, a couple of the other NSA agents and I have been listening to your private calls for a couple of years now, and we're really starting to see a pattern. You put up walls.
That's absolutely right. He does. We've heard it time and time again.
Wait. Do I have to... I don't have to explain myself to any of you
guys.
Well,
no, you have to explain it to me, but... You have to talk to your wife.
Hi, Mark.
Mishna, is that you?
It's a conference wiretap.
Agent Zach and I have been talking, and he's really made a lot of things clear to me.
Now, you see, this is the problem. You're not supposed to take sides against me with an NSA agent.
So what I'm hearing from you, Mark, is that you feel betrayed.
Well, yeah.
And what I'm hearing from you, Mishna, is that Mark isn't letting you in.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be crying.
It's all right. This is a safe space. We have men parachuting in with Kleenex. And, Mark, how does this make you feel? Mark, are you still there?
Enough of that, guy. Enough of that.